Good morning. How good it is, as always, to be together in a spirit of worship in the beauty of this place. If you're anything like me, you've lost track of what day it is at some point during this past week. So congratulations, you made it. It's Sunday, you're in the right place. And how good it is to be together in this place. A special welcome, of course, to everybody, but especially to those who might be visiting with us, and in particular, those who are here with us for the first time. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at St. John's, a special welcome to you. There are some cards in front of you in the pew racks. They look like this. You can fill them out and just leave them on your pew or place them in the basket to the right of the doors on your way out. Just something so that we can be in touch to thank you for being with us this morning, so you can learn more about us and we can learn more about you. And I trust that all of you know that no matter who you are and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and most importantly to share God's love with you. So welcome. We're in kind of an in-between moment here. We are not yet in the season of Epiphany, still in the season of Christmas, but our service today is a little different, a little abbreviated, a little more casual, but it's wonderful to be together. We will sing a lot of Christmas songs that we didn't get to sing throughout the season and on Christmas Eve, so have your hymnals ready, but everything should be pretty easily followed in the bulletin. But again, it's wonderful to spend New Year's Eve morning worshiping with all of you. Just a few announcements to keep on your radar in the next couple of days. The beauty of the Christmas season at St. John's unfortunately has to be packed away and put away for another year. So the unhanging of the greens will happen this coming Saturday, January 6th at 9:30 a.m. And as we always say, many hands make light work. So the more people that show up, the less time you'll have to be here and the easier everything will go. So if you have even just a small amount of time on Saturday morning, that would be much appreciated. There are still some poinsettias and cards for our homebound members. If you have yet to deliver yours and you are charged with doing that, please feel free to take one from wherever you can find a poinsettia in the building. I think there's maybe one or two more cards, homemade cards up here for that. The rest of you, if there's anyone or you yourself would love to see a poinsettia in your home, please feel free to take one. A reminder that there is Wednesday Night Live this coming Wednesday. There are no rehearsals for choir or bell choir, but Wednesday Night Live is still happening, so still dinner from 5 to 7, worship at 5:30, and adult ed at 6, so keep that on your radar. And of course, a thank you to our guest organist, Ina. She's our favorite to have up here when Andrew can't be here, so we're grateful for her gifts and for sharing them with us this morning. I believe those are all of the announcements, so I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath. As we breathe in God's Spirit, as we exhale and set aside all of the busyness of this season so that we can be fully present here on the threshold of this new year, knowing that you are around us, beside us, within us, and before us. Amen.
Thank you.
invite you to join me in our responsive call to worship. The waiting is over, and Christ Emmanuel is finally with us. We waited in the unknown darkness of Advent, and then the light of Christ was born. As we wait now, on the edge of the unknown of this new year, we have hope that there is yet more light to be born. The flames of hope, love, joy, and peace still burn brightly among us and within us this day, reminding us that though our Advent journey is over, Christ gives us all the light that we need for whatever road lies ahead. Though it feels like the holidays are coming to an end, we are still captivated by the birth of this wonderful child. We pause today to bask in the light of Christ and to gather what we need to move forward and live into the call of Christmas. Come, let us worship and continue our Christmas praise. Amen. Let us join as we confess our sins together by praying our prayer that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Loving God, on this Sunday after Christmas, we set unwrapped presents and leftovers aside to take time to pause and to praise. The whole world is different now that your Son Jesus has been born, but rarely do we take time to live differently because of this miracle. Help us, as we step from one year into the next, to keep our eyes and hearts open to the ways in which all of creation praises you for such a gift. Walk with us as we seek to offer our praise in ordinary ways, in the midst of ordinary days, by who we are, what we do, and how we do it. Amen. Friends, as always, when we confess our sins, when we claim our mistakes, when we dare to be honest before God, we are met with grace upon grace. In this season, when we celebrate Christ's birth among us, we can be sure that when God offers us forgiveness, it is because God knows what it means to be human. May we receive God's gift of mercy this day, and may it change the way we live in this world. Amen. Please be seated. Our scripture reading this morning is words from Psalm 148. You heard in our prayer of confession about praise. And this Sunday, this in-between Sunday, I like to think of is really all about praise. It's all about basking in the light of Christ, not quite moving forward yet, although we're getting there, but just taking a moment to pause at the manger and to praise God. So hear these words. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He established them forever and ever. He fixed their bounds, which cannot be passed. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and frost, stormy wind fulfilling his command. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and women alike, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for his people. Praise for all his faithful, for the people of Israel who are close to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. The words we just heard, words from Psalm 148 this morning, are all about praise, right? All of creation, from sun and moon and stars to fire and snow and frost. There's even mention of sea monsters and cattle, creeping things and flying birds, all giving thanks to God for the gift of life. On the heels of our beautiful Christmas Eve worship services, and as we live into the Christmas season and continue to celebrate Christ's birth, we too are giving thanks for the gift of life born among us. But how? How does Christmas, the story that guides and surrounds our season about the miraculous birth of baby Jesus and the new reality of his presence with us, how does that inspire praise? How do all of the scriptures we have read, all of the carols we have sung, how do all of those carry us praising into the new year? Well, I love words. I love breaking words down. I love little poems. So I thought today we would break down this idea of praise. So as you'll see in your bulletins, I have quite literally broken down the word praise to help us understand what it means to be people of praise in the midst of the Christmas merriment and beyond. And what better way to put our praise into practice than singing together. So, I will introduce each letter and idea, and then we will join in singing together what is listed in your bulletins. I invite you to stay seated throughout the whole thing, and try to pay special attention to the familiar words of each song, and perhaps even hear them with new ears as we ponder what it means to praise. So the P in praise is for proclaim. There is a lot of proclaiming in the Christmas story, isn't there? Angels proclaim the miracle of Christ's coming. The shepherds simply couldn't keep the good news to themselves and had to proclaim to all what the angels had told them. The star, with its bright shining, proclaimed that something special had occurred. It seemed that no one and nothing could contain the joy that was felt and the hope that was to come. That is our call at Christmas as well, to proclaim the hope, love, joy, and peace of Christmas, to go tell it over the hills and everywhere. As we sing, let us remember that the good news of Christ's birth is meant to be shared in all times and in all places.
Thank you.
is for rejoice. Our next song encourages us to rejoice with heart, with soul, and with voice, and then speaks of the endless bliss of Christ's birth. I imagine that even though it was only a few days ago, many of us have begun to pack up our Christmas things and move on from the festivities. And while things must move forward and seasons must change and trees and lights cannot stay up forever, as we sing our next song, let us remember that the spirit of Christmas, the sheer bliss that arrived with baby Jesus, is not meant to be packed away at the end of December, but is to take root and grow within our hearts forever. A is for ask. You know that we embrace a faith that celebrates questions, and Christ's birth certainly provoked many. After all, most things miraculous in nature make little to no logical sense to us. How did this happen? People asked. Who is Mary to be entrusted with such a responsibility? When will we know who this little baby will become? Where is this star leading us? And of course, the title of our next hymn, what child is this? The answer, praise. Haste, haste, your praise to bring the babe, the son of Mary. As we sing, let us remember to keep asking questions that lead us back to praise and get us closer and closer to Christ, God's holy offering. I is for imagine. It's hard for us to imagine a world in which Jesus was never born. It's equally hard to imagine all the possibilities that exist because he was. Our next song invites us to sing a different song, love a different love, now that Christmas is here. To let our praise be in the form of imagining, dreaming about how life is and can be different now that Christ is with us. As we sing, as we listen, let's imagine the ways that Christ's birth has made a difference in the way we sing, in the way we love, in the way we live out our faith right here and now. Since this is a less familiar tune, I'm going to have Ina play it through once so you can hear it, and then we'll sing our two verses together. S is for shine. The star almost seems like its own character in the Christmas story, yet its brilliant, shining praise is something we sing so often about. A light that guided Mary and Joseph, shepherds and wise ones. It is still light that leads us back to Christ. Okay, so maybe not a bright star or a blinding light fixed to the top of St. John's, but there is a light we feel when we are here, close to God and connected to one another with Christ's love and peace. As we sing our next song, may we remember that the light of Christ still shines forth in the midst of whatever dark streets we might walk down, in the midst of hopes and fears. Once the lights of Christmas go away, the star still shines within us. How might we also be a light? And finally, E is for enjoy. Not only is Christ's birth meant to be proclaimed and shared, it is also meant to be enjoyed. It is good news after all. I pray that you have taken time in the midst of this Advent season, in the midst of Christmas Eve worship, in the midst of Christmas celebrating with family, in the midst of time spent with loved ones, or even here now, to savor the gift that has been given to you, to me, and to all people. When Christ was born, joy was redefined. May we participate in that joy day in and day out as we, with our lives, praise Emmanuel, the God who came to be with us. Amen. Thank you. As we switch gears and move into a time of prayer this morning, I want to lift up quite a few concerns that we have. We're a little light on our joys listed in our book this morning, but that sometimes is the heaviness of this season, so I invite you, we'll hold that together this morning. But quite a few concerns to lift up. We want to keep in our prayers Grace Ely, who suffered a stroke this week and has spent time in the hospital. So prayers for Grace, but also for her daughter Dean, who is Grace's caregiver. We want to keep Samiko in our prayers this morning at the passing of her father, Charlie, this past week. Service information for Samiko's dad, if you would like that information, those services will take place on Thursday, not at St. John's in Chester Springs. So if you would like information for that, please contact me or the church office or speak with Samiko, but we're more than happy to send that information to you. But in the meantime, of course, we keep Samiko in our prayers. Prayers for the family of Amy Giampa, who passed away on Friday. Amy is the sister-in-law of Stephanie Giampa, so we keep their family in our prayers. And prayers for Jack White, who is a friend of the Lamp family, who has been in the hospital for 11 days without answers to his diagnosis. I know many of us know that waiting game and how excruciating it can be, so prayers for Jack. I am sure that each of us come to this time and place with our own joys and concerns. Perhaps we've seen people over the holidays that have caused us concern or caused us joy. Lots of things to bear in mind this morning, but I invite you to lift those up with me now as we pray to God together. Loving God, today is a day of praise, but it's also a day of pause, even if it doesn't feel like it. We pause now in the stillness and sacredness of this space to pray and be in the presence of you and those around us. We pause to pray. Between Christmas parties and those of the new year, between unwrapping and cleaning up, between longing and thanksgiving, between endings and beginnings, between dismay and joy, between sadness and celebration. We pause to pray, to remember, to give thanks, to lift up, to breathe in your spirit, to take stock of whatever this season has brought us. We pray this morning for those who feel distant from the hope, love, joy, and peace, for those who struggle in this season for many different reasons, for those who are sick or in the hospital, those who are awaiting test results. We pray for those who have faced the first holiday without loved ones, for those who have had to reacquaint themselves with a different kind of Christmas. And we also pray for those who are celebrating life's joys, celebrating birthdays, anniversaries, time with friends and family, and recognizing the blessings that surround them this holiday season. We hold both joy and concern in our hands, knowing that you hold us. We pray for all who are lifted up this day, and we ask that you surround Grace with your healing presence, and we ask that you be with Dean as she continues her steadfast care and love for her mother. God, we ask that you would surround and enfold Samiko with your love, with your comfort, with your hope, as she mourns the passing of her father and surrounds herself with family and as they prepare to celebrate his life. God, we ask that you be with the Giampa family as they mourn the passing of Amy. Be with them. Give them a sense of peace in the midst of this trying time. And God, we know what it is to wait, but how difficult it is. And so we surround Jack with our prayers and we ask that you be with him as he waits and struggles for answers. And God, we take a moment now to lift up the silent prayers, the joys and concerns that weigh heavy on our hearts this day.
Lord, hear our prayers. We pray that all may see the world with the eyes of wonder of the newborn Christ, with the loving heart of your act of self-giving, with the joy of Mary, the grace of Joseph, the adoration of the shepherds, the gentleness of the animals, the devotion of the wise men. For every person we give thanks, living now, gone before, or yet to come. We pray all of these things in the name of Christ, born among us, teaching us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we prepare to receive this morning's offering, I want to remind you, if you didn't get a chance to drop your offering in the plates at the entrances, you're more than welcome to come forward after the service to place it in the plate once it's up here. All offering will be blessed, no worries about that. But now we do prepare to bring our offering forward, to dedicate it to God, and to pray that we use it well. So I invite you to stand as we join in singing our doxology. Loving God, you are indeed our giver and our gift, precious, precious gift born among us this season. God, the offering that we give this day feels small in comparison of your offering of your Son, and yet it is these gifts that is our love poured out, our praise in motion. So God, I ask that you bless them. Bless us as we use them, and may we continue to do the work of the church you have called us to do, to share your light in this world. Amen. Before you leave this morning, as always, I want to invite you to greet one another, share the peace, love, hope, and joy that we have found this season with one another. Find someone you haven't seen in a while or someone you've never met. Let them know you are glad they are here.
And then, as you go out into the world to continue your Christmas praise, I want to share with you a blessing for the new year. Next time we see one another, most likely, well, unless you're getting together this evening, it will be a new year, new things on the horizon, new things to come. So I want to offer this prayer. It is in your bulletins, but I want you to receive it as a new year's blessing this day as our sending words. This is a new year's prayer by Howard Thurman. Grant that I may pass through the coming year with a faithful heart. There will be much to test me and make weak my strength before the year ends. In my confusion, I shall often say the word that is not true and do the thing of which I am ashamed. There will be errors in the mind and great inaccuracies of judgment. In seeking the light, I shall again and again find myself walking in the darkness. I shall mistake my light for your light, and I shall drink from the responsibility of the choice I make. Nevertheless, grant that I may pass through the coming year with a faithful heart. May I never give the approval of my heart to error, to falseness, to vanity, to sin. Though my days be marked with failings, stumblings, fallings, let my spirit be free, so that you may take it and redeem my moments in all the ways my needs reveal. Give me the quiet assurance of your love and presence. Grant that I may pass through the coming year with a faithful heart. Friends, may it be so, and Happy New Year. Amen.